The Rip City Remix have named a new head coach. Sergey Oliva is the new head coach of the Rip City Remix. You may know him as assistant general manager of the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, no, this is a really, it's an interesting hire. I know the Blazers went after a couple different people, and then they came back to Sergey, who he's worked as a coach before on the bench with Brett Brown in Philadelphia and Quinn Snyder in Utah. Very, very, very smart guy. Personally, I mean, I really like him. I think he's a guy that's very innovative. He thinks about things differently, like without going into too much. I was talking to him right after they drafted Donovan Clingan in the press conference. And I was like, so, what, you know, what's your best case outlook scenario for him? And you know, I'm like, what do you think on all the shooting and all that kind of stuff? And he's like, look, everybody makes a big deal about whether or not he can shoot. The only time that really changes is if you're in the NBA Finals. And you need to pull a guy 2 more feet out of the rim or out of the paint. That in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter if he ends up being like what they think he can be defensively, which is a very, very, very high level rebounder, shot blocker, rim protector, paint patrolling guy. The 3-point shooting's a bonus. Like that's so many people want to talk about what players can't do. And Sergey's one of those guys that is more of like, what can a player do? I think that matters when you're talking about evaluation and development.
He is a very smart man. He has a PhD in computational complexity and a master's in computer science.
Yes.
From Polytechnic University of Catalonia.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Smart guy.
Yes.
Very smart man.
And he's got the Catalan accent, too, which makes him sound even smarter.
Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, this would be interesting. I just wonder if, so his value to that front office as the assistant GM was talent evaluation and draft projections, both foreign and domestic players.
He did a lot of modeling stuff too, like computation modeling, not like walking the runway.
Well, I could see that as computational complexity being a PhD.
So like I remember the Utah Jazz have one of the better analytics departments in all of basketball. Corey Jazz used to run their analytics department. If you're wondering, kind of you're starting to draw lines of the connections, where was Sergey at with Jazz? Corey Jazz with Jazz, like okay. So he's kind of a jack of all trades. Where everybody wants to put somebody into a box, kind of like what they do. Don't get me wrong. Like Mike Schmitz is very much concentrated on scouting. That's a thing. And they have somebody in their department in the front office that is focused on international scouting and somebody who's focused on the CBA. Sergey does a lot of things historically, has done things across the board. And it was like, well, if he's not doing that, who is? Well, the Blazers have a monstrous front office now. It is not running like it was under Neil Olshey when they had, you know, 4 people. They have a significantly bigger front office. I'm not worried about that impacting that at all. What is interesting is this.
He will be returning to that role once a remix season is over, and it is not nearly as long as the NBA season is.
And on top of that, this is only going to be a 1-year deal.
All right.
And now everybody wants to be like, well, it's because of Chauncey. Chauncey's fully on board with this. Him and Chauncey are actually close. So I do think that it does at least forecast some pretty sizable overhauls in the organization in a year, which, duh. Because if they end up with a top 3 pick and they end up with Cooper or Ace or Dylan or VJ or whoever it is, there's going to be a pivot. You know, who's going to be the coach? How is development going to work? Who's going to be here long term? Like, that's when you start really making moves. Like, this is, everybody's like, well, you should get everything lined up. No, you shouldn't, because you don't know who you're building around.
Yeah.
That's the thing about this. And so if they want to start, like, trying things and getting data and development and being weird with things you might try, now's the time. Because you don't, like, look at the Spurs. They got weird in year one with Wemby and then, like, kind of, like, leading into that. Now what have they done? They're tightening everything down. They're making sure the runway makes sense. Like, everything's being done. You can get weird until you get the guy.
Yeah.
Right now the Blazers don't have that guy, and they can get weird for a year.
All right. Well, we'll see how this one goes, but it is an interesting move, taking a guy from a front office. But look, we also remember this is kind of how guys, I don't know, diversify their resumes. if you will, in the NBA.
Yeah, Sergi's is about as diversified as it gets.
Do you remember when, was it Danny Ainge, didn't he make his kid the coach of the Maine Lobsters or whatever, Red Claws or whatever they are? And I think he ended up winning a G League title with them. And everybody's like, what is he doing? Well, it's all about development and kind of an eye to see what the path of a guy in your front office could take. And being a coach is actually something that if a guy wants to work up and be a general manager in the NBA, having coaching experience on a bench is something that is useful. And this isn't completely unheard of. This isn't one of those instances that ultimately fans will say, what are the Blazers doing? They have no idea the direction of their franchise. This kind of stuff happens all of the time in the NBA, where you take an assistant GM and you slide him into a different role with the G League team, or you take a guy who is, you know, wanting to be an assistant coach on the NBA level, and you say, all right, go run a G League team.
Well, Danny Connors, their GM, was working in the Blazers front office. Now he's the GM for the G League team.
You bounce back and forth between the roles so you can get an idea of how the other side of things work. And this is no different. There's a lot of reasons why we can sit there and be like, ah, Blazers, they just don't get it. This one isn't one of them. It'll be interesting to see how it goes and how it affects, I guess, the process of whether it's draft, scouting, what it looks like in juggling both those jobs as G League head coach while still being the assistant GM. But you seem to think that this won't be affected by it at all.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be anything. It's going to have a long-term impact as far as any kind of negative impact at all.
All right. Basketball coverage on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. That's T-Mobile.com/switch.